With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A pleasure, as always, on Thursdays to talk to Darren Revell of the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app for all your gambling needs today. Darren, it's nice to talk to you again. How you doing?
What's up? How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. You come back in this week to news that feels like it's 10 years ago again. All of a sudden, there's college football realignment back in our lives with the UT and OU to the SEC rumors. And
Darren, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's what's old is new. And I'm curious, Darren, when the last big round of realignment went on about 10 years ago that resulted in the Longhorn Network and A&M going to the SEC and some other moves, the big thing back then for these conferences was trying to expand their geographic footprints so they could get more cable subscribers in their regions. You know, Rutgers and Maryland both wind up in the Big Ten because they want New York and the D.C. markets and things like that. This time around, what's different now this time around as far as what would drive something like this for the SEC to want to have potentially UT and OU in their conference?
I mean, not unless we're heading towards Pangea, you know, where we're just going to have, you know, these massive conferences. I wish I could give you an answer because, I mean, obviously the difference between the Big 12 and the SEC is, you know, $250 million in annual revenue. Mm-hmm. But then once you're splitting it up and if you have to pay some cost to get in, and then, you know, if you can't even, I mean, with Texas, what are you doing competitively here? I don't know if anything is worth, you know, going, and that just from a football standpoint, that does not seem like a good idea.
Oh, just from a, yeah, I know. And that's where I think that so much of this discussion, the more you talk on terms of actual competitiveness within a conference or anything else, you realize, okay, it really has very little to do ultimately with what's best for your football team as much as what's best for your brand, isn't it? I mean, and that's just Texas, despite its recent struggles in football, just has such an incredibly strong brand. Are they more appealing to the SEC from like a competitive balance standpoint, or would they be hypothetically appealing to the SEC just because you're adding one more really strong brand to the mix?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely it. You know, it's beyond, I mean, you make the SEC, I mean, the SEC is then like, I mean, the power over college football, with those, I mean, that just would be unreal. God, I'm having a hard time with, you know, maybe I'm old school, but it just seems like all these crazy changes. Like, I'm still blown away from how the whole, I mean, we haven't talked really, but how the whole NIL thing, the name, image, and likeness thing went down. And, like, then it was like the next morning after July 1st, it was like a free-for-all.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we go from, hey, if you're a booster, you got to watch out having direct contact with recruits or current players. And then July 1st comes and they're like, yeah, DM them. Doesn't matter if you're a business owner or a booster. Top it, slide into their DMs, offer them a business deal. It's like, what? Well, it's just beyond outrageous. I mean, I've covered this thing for 21 years.
Yeah.
And then July 1st happens and we're like in a completely different world.
Yep.
I you know, there was an article down here about Isaiah Spiller. You know, he's one of the guys that got $10,000 to do an exclusive interview with the TexHags website, and that was from a local advertising agency that footed the bill for that. But there's an article with his father, and the way it's portrayed in the article, it sounds like Spiller's just had just an incredible number of offers and opportunities, and his father's sitting here trying to make sense of it all and sort it all out and think about, okay, how does my son actually concentrate on football in school while also navigating these waters? Is that the sense you're getting from a lot of these athletes and parents especially?
Yeah, I mean, then it's the agent thing. It's like, oh, we're representing him for NIL. No, we won't. And we're not having any conversations about representing him when he becomes an NFL player. Oh, by the way, he's a top 10 pick. I mean, like, I think there's just a lot of confusion. There's state law. Like the Michigan thing. When I was told that. Forget about the whole thing that has driven this whole thing was jerseys, right? Like, name on the back of the jersey, the guy should be able to make money, right? And then it's like, but that's not going to happen because the schools don't want to get into real overt business relationships with the athletes. Then, like, the next day, I'm on Twitter and the MDN, which runs the retailing at Michigan or has a, you know, is the official partner, says that they're putting names on the back of jerseys. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I call Michigan and they go, oh, we're not part of the deal. It's just on our jersey. But it's just, you know, they did a deal with the retailer. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, then North Carolina is aggregating all the guys together so they could do what is, you know, the equivalent of a group licensing deal, you know, so that you get all the guys together. And then now all of a sudden it's like, what do we – I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow they announce EA College Football is going to be on for this fall. I mean, oh, we're getting everyone together and, you know, everyone's going to sign on the dotted line. And I mean, the speed that all this happens is just, I can't get over it.
Well,
Maybe I'm just angry I can't get my hands around it to report on everything.
Well, and yeah, and Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Let me ask you this, Darren.
The exasperated exhale there. That's exactly why you're angry, because there's so much to report and it's there's too much. I got it.
So Darren, are you buying Nick Saban's estimate that Bryce Young is approaching seven figures in NIL income right now, their quarterback?
No, I think that's complete garbage.
Yeah.
I think he could have gotten, you know, basically maybe $500,000 in offers. I think he could have gotten, but okay. You know, it seems like, you know, a guy like Spencer Rattler, I feel like he is probably, you know, he'll probably get $300,000-$400,000 in deals. And I think everyone else really, I mean, I think the reality hit pretty soon for some of these guys that, you know, they're not actually going to be making, you know, $100,000-$150,000 a year. It's just not there. But there'll be 10 guys, and I think what surprised people was there'll be four or five women, the Kavinder twins in Fresno State and Olivia Dunn at LSU,
yep.
Maybe Paige Buchers at UConn. Although, with the exception of, like, so Olivia Dunn, she I'm not dismissing her. She's a great gymnast, but she's really a social media influencer who happens to be an athlete and can now cash in. So there's that too. I think it's fascinating. I mean, it got the Excel, which represents Tiger, just announced today they signed a junior in high school. And I was like, wait a second, can he do NIL? And it turns out the guy's in a private school, so he's not subject to, like, the state basketball rules. And the state doesn't have a law against non-college players doing it. So, like, he could actually imagine starting a role in the cast your junior year. And I said, oh, I think Arch Manning is, you know, he's worth millions and millions. I mean, all of Eli and Peyton's money, you know, from anyone who endorsed them would roll it into Arch. So that's just going to be, who knows.
Yeah. It's giving me ideas, Sean. We need to go out and start signing up some of these high school kids.
Yes.
You're not going to be an agent to some high school kid and start getting some deals. I'm glad, you know what, Darren, though, I'm glad you phrased it that way in terms of, Bryce Young perhaps getting a $500,000 in offers. Because
offers.
It does seem...
If you listen to the words closely, he did not talk about consummating deals. If you listen
right.
to what Nick Saban said, he did not say... And offers, who knows with offers? You know, who knows with
right.
offers?
Well, because for one, the offer might not go through. Two, maybe you've got competing car dealerships giving offers. He's only going to be able to accept one
Correct.
Of those. And
Correct.
Then a lot of them might be for appearances
What about Nick Saban's Mercedes-Benz dealership?
Oh. Yeah, because
Nick Saban's Mercedes-Benz dealership has signed. Nick, this would be something that would come out. Nick Saban's Mercedes-Benz dealership has signed Bryce Young. Saban was not party to the deal.
Oh, let me ask you this, Darren. I've gotten conflicting answers on this, and I'm curious about it. And it seems like it should be a simple answer, but I don't think anything's simple anymore. Okay, if Bryce Young gets, let's say he makes $100,000, but he wants to spread the wealth around a little bit and buy his offensive lineman a gift, is that an NCAA violation if he buys his offensive? Because it's not supposed to be, it can't be the schools paying players. It has to be somebody from outside the program.
So, I mean, the way Kenny Pickett did it, did you see the Pitt quarterback?
Mm-mm.
So he signed a deal with a hotel that has a steak restaurant in it, and his compensation is like 10 dinners every football week that he will then give to his offensive lineman.
Okay. And that's an allowable gift, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, so is there a limit on gifts that teammates can give other teammates?
I don't think so. Listen, this is all the wild, wild.
Dude, it's so wild. It's almost like you said, Darren, earlier, like, nope, can't come into contact with them, can't talk to them, can't even look at them. And then a few states start putting NIL laws in place, and Mark Emmert's like, NIL, everybody can do it. So what are the rules? I don't know. Just go ahead, start making deals. Like, it's crazy. These are adults that are making these rules, and there are no rules. It's
well
wild.
Because the NCAA got dealt that double blow when they lost the Supreme Court case, their mm-hmm. appeal right before, you know, their lawyers just said to them, no, you can't put any limits on anything. So like now no one even has a database. No, there's not a national database of anyone sorting anything. There's no like, well, is this fair market value or not? Like, that is shocking
yeah.
that there's no oversight at all of any of this.
It's awesome. Darren Revelle.
It's awesome. It's awesome and crazy. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joins us each and every week. Download that free Action Network app. And Darren, you got to be pumped that training camp's getting started back up next week. All you guys over at the Action Network, it's about to get to be the busy season.
We're ready to go. Actually, I need a little bit of a break between basketball and football. I mean, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, you'll get one. It's 1 week.
Well, it's one fewer preseason game for folks to gamble on this preseason.
That's right.
So you have a little bit of a break.
That's right. That's right.
We'll see what happens if there's any interest gambling wise with the Olympics. I think it's been very dead, but. And,
oh, really?
And it's also not too appealing to, although, you know, USA Basketball's made it interesting, but you know, it's not too appealing to like, oh my God, I'm going to do literally you'd have to imagine if you parlayed like Katie Ledecky, Caleb Dressel. I mean, it's like Simone Manuel, whatever it is. It's like, I did a seven swimmer USA parlay, $100 to win 104. You know, it's like these numbers are like, how is that exciting, right? Like, you know, you want to root for Simone Biles. What is she, minus 50,000? Like,
you know what's exciting? The $104 getting put into your account. That's exciting.
Yeah. The $4 net profit.
That's right.
No one.
That's right. It's a quick...
No one ever complained about a profit.
You got that right, Revelle. All right, Darren.
Wow, you sound like a great degenerate.
I'm the best. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Hey, Darren, it's great to catch up with you again. Looking forward to being with you soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.